Coming up on today's show, Tiana's Bayou Adventure gets a surprise POV from Disney. And we're going to do a little bit of what we would do to improve on the Disney parks. That's today on Traveling with the Mouse. Welcome, everyone, to episode number 454 of Traveling with the Mouse. My name is John. I am your host for this evening, and I am joined by my co-host, Adam. Boo. What's up, everybody? How are you doing today, Adam?
Fabulous.
Fabuloso?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm doing all right myself.
Good. So, I wasn't going to ask, but...
So why don't we jump right into it? Talk about the fact that Disney did something really surprising, right? Nobody saw this coming, apparently.
Yeah.
I didn't see anyone mention it. Kind of came out of the blue. But they decided on, I believe it was Saturday.
Yeah.
Which coincidentally was like the day after we finished the last episode. But anyway.
Always.
But, decided to release their own point of view, or as we call them, POVs,
right,
for the Tiana's Bayou Adventure.
Yeah, the full ride through.
Yeah, full ride through. I only recall them doing this, I think, two other times. The only one I remember right off the top of my head was on it, when Disneyland redid Indiana Jones. That ride, they did actually release a point of view on the Disney parks. Do you remember seeing that one?
I don't. Was that the recent one? The one like a year ago?
Yeah, not that long ago.
Okay.
What was interesting about that one is they did a ride through, but they used the source audio on the track instead of, you know, the live noise.
Right.
Which that would have been kind of cool. Maybe they didn't have source audio put together that would work with Tiana's just yet.
Yeah, maybe they haven't finalized something like that.
No, obviously it was met with a variety of reactions. It's kind of hard to say. The strategy, it's possible it may have backfired a little bit, but I don't know. I guess we'll find out once the other previews get done and the opening day and see how well that goes. But
you mean trying to steal the thunder from the vloggers, so to speak, and just Disney do their own thing?
Well, there's been some news, what shall I say, sites, I guess. Matter of fact, what was kind of weird is on YouTube, one of the first ones to do a story on the opening of this ride, with it being in Florida, was actually one of the local ones, KTLA, which is in Los Angeles.
Right.
Which I thought was kind of strange.
Well, I guess the ride is going to open out there, so maybe that's why they're covering this.
But the headline of their story, and this was, it looks like yesterday at this point, like so it was last night, I guess, when they did it. People aren't thrilled over first look. And they went through to point out, which I don't know how they saw this. It said that at the time of this, the ride through on the official channel now had nearly 500,000 views, had 9,200 likes and 24,000 dislikes. And the comment section was also deluged with negative feedback. And they highlighted how many of it was comments on. It said, and I don't know how I feel about this. It says boring and visually uninteresting.
I don't agree with that.
Well, I mean, and some people were saying, well, it's hard for you to judge without having actually gone on the ride. And I'm right. Like, I kind of agree with that. But in this particular case, it's a re-theme. So the only thing that changed was the visuals. I mean, when I'm looking at a ride like this, I can, like, my mind already knows in its head what it smells like and feels like. You know what I mean? The water smell.
Right.
And things like that. I feel like sometimes people want to like this a little too much, that this keeps them from being objective.
Yeah.
Because it's not bad, but to say that it's better than its predecessor is also a tough call.
Okay.
Particularly story-wise. Because think about it. And the thing is, I actually saw somebody who said they thought the story was better. And I'm like, okay, the story is that Tiana has a party she's throwing, like Mardi Gras party, right? And she and Lewis are apparently
musicians.
Musicians, and they're going down in the bayou to find them.
Mm-hmm.
In my mind, I'm thinking of this, and I'm like, could you take this concept and make a film out of it? Because most of the ones that they've done in the past, there was already a film, and then they made a ride adaptation of it, right? In which you could tell it was from the film for the most part. And I'm like, could you do the opposite with this, right? And take this ride and make a movie out of it. Do you have enough material?
I mean, you can make an episode if there was like a TV series. That's what right. It feels like. It's like an episode or something of
right.
An animated series.
And don't get me wrong. I mean, of course, it looks good as far as like the animatronics and because they're more advanced, right?
Yeah.
I felt that there are parts of it that are a little screen heavy.
Really? There's a couple of screens, but I mean...
Well, I mean, what I mean by that is I didn't like the Mama Odie screens, per se.
The one, like, when you're going up the lift hill?
The one where... Well, both of them, really. I just feel like the placement of a screen there, it was kind of a... It was a substitute to not put another smaller animatronic in place, basically.
Yes, but there's a lot of animatronics in this ride compared to what Disney has done recently.
Yeah.
There's a lot of, like, Ratatouille,
right.
Runaway Railway. I mean, it's just nothing but screens, mostly, and then minimal animatronics. And
again,
old school to me.
Right. Again, it all depends on how it's done, right?
Yeah.
I think the mixture with what you do with Runaway Railway kind of fits, personally, for me. I didn't think it was screen heavy per se. I just think there was the choice of when it was used.
Right.
More or less.
Liked what they did with some of the backgrounds. Like some of the scenes, like I guess in between scenes, kind of felt like Navi River Journey to me, where I don't think they're necessarily screen. Well, I guess they are, but
I was going to say, doesn't Navi River Journey have a waterfall screen?
Yeah, I think it does. But there's a couple of parts where I think the animated screen part actually fit. To me, it looks more realistic because it's a cartoon looking for the
right.
environment, I guess, versus Navi River Journey, which is trying to look real and it's obvious that it's a screen, you know?
Right.
Does that make sense what I'm trying to say? Anyway.
Kind of.
So I think it fits better here than it does at Navi River Journey. The kind of screen where I guess it's like fireflies or like going in the background.
Right.
I don't know. I think it looks cool. I did get some Navi River Journey vibes in parts of it, though.
Actually, I kind of, in parts of it, got the way they grouped the animatronics together for the musicians. I kind of got, I know this is a...
Country Bear Jamboree.
Yeah, a little bit of that.
I thought that, too.
A little bit of Country Bear Jamboree, but also a little bit of Monster Mansion from Six Flags, believe it or not.
Way less. I know what you're talking about.
You do know what I'm talking because they go in a swamp in a marsh.
Yeah.
Better looking, but yes. And the fact that at the end there is an actual plantation type style mansion, right? House at the finale.
Then good point. Still better ride though. Monster mansion, but I know what you're saying.
But I mean, you know, you get where I'm going with this, right? It did give that vibe a tad, even though it's obviously way older that ride is.
Right.
And it's not been updated to the level that Tiana's has by any means.
Right. Do you know what I heard that they've done? And again, I don't know if this is true. Speaking of Country Bears, because some of the animatronics that were in Splash Mountain, they moved over or used parts or something like that for the new Country Bear Jamboree to update them from like 70s technology to 90s technology.
Well, that seems kind of weird because... if you just look at a comparison video from, say, 92, 94 of Splash Mountain and how fluid they were then compared to what they were at the end.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'd be wanting to reuse right. those.
They might be worse than the 70s
yeah.
hydraulic animatronic.
I think my last thing, and this is neither here nor there, I feel like when it's all said and done and haven't seen this, I feel like they would have been better off going in a different direction with the concept.
You mean the storyline?
Yes.
Okay. Well,
I think it would have been better off. I think if anything they should have learned from Galaxy's Edge is that trying to create a new story.
Oh, instead of just following the movie?
Right. I think they should have followed the movie. And one of the reasons I say that is because they missed out on, and other people agreed when they looked at this, they missed out on the perfect opportunity to include
Dr. Facilier.
Yeah. Because think about this part.
Yeah, there was no Splash. Villain in this. Yeah.
Right. There's no villain nowhere whatsoever, yeah. right? At least you have one in Splash Mountain. But especially the part where, you know, when Splash, when you were approaching the lift hill, they almost brought this like impending doom type thing to it. And now you're just getting big again. You know what I mean? Like you shrunk down and now the lift hill, this drop down is going to make you big back.
Basically, yeah, you'll splash into this party with, I think Momo already said something
it's just
like that.
It's missing something. They missed a perfect opportunity to have a gruesome
Yeah, it doesn't really build suspense, but maybe the point is to try and make it, I don't know, less of a... I mean, they took out any kind of villain or any kind of...
Right, it's the first dark
conflict or whatever.
That doesn't have a villain of some kind.
Right.
Am I right?
Yeah, there's no like... Yeah, what do you call it? Like challenge or...
Antagonist?
Something to overcome, right? Yep. Yeah.
There's no antagonist of any kind.
So it's almost like the payoff at the end is just the results of, I don't know. I understand from that perspective that.
Yeah. I just, again, it's not bad. It's fine. But I've not written it. So, I mean, but the visuals, what I have seen in the part, I've looked at several different angles of people that have done it at this point because they started doing cast member previews and, of course, just about nowadays, all the popular vloggers know a cast member they can get on with.
Right. Yeah. Or a cast member would just be like,
yeah,
wanting.
Like, how could I yeah. turn down you, Tim Tracker?
Right, exactly.
You know?
Or JoJo.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But things like that.
I will say, though, that final scene looks really cool.
It does. I mean, it's like they used all the animatronics there.
Yeah.
Kind of reminds me of blowing the wad on the shaman.
Right, like spending all the money. Although, I mean, they've got like several animatronics that are pretty impressive.
Oh yeah, these were all done in the
new
with the new ones that they're using in like Beauty and the Beast overseas and stuff like that.
Very fluid, very cool. Now I know. I guess we should talk some about the first day of cast member previews. A lot of reports of the ride being down a ton, but it did make me wonder: were they testing that in a way because it's better to have like test the evacuation process with cast members than it is with media or pass holders?
Maybe, but I actually think with it being as technologically advanced as it is, it probably does have issues.
Yeah.
You know, another thing I noticed, I mentioned this in the chat, but I don't know if you've looked at it. Have you made a comparison looking at like the amount of water that is flowing from the drop and the lift hills in comparison to when it was splashed? I was like, it looks like it's less water. I remember it looking like an actual waterfall.
You mean on the way up?
On the way up and on the way down. Like if you're looking, if you're looking right at the drop, there was more water coming over that. I feel like they've made it drier in a weird way.
Drier.
Like they don't make it where you don't get as wet.
I mean, the drop looks like you'll still get pretty soaked, but I mean, when they were doing the initial construction, they did do some they did a lot of work to the splash zone of the drop. Like, I remember the earliest construction photos where they redid that entire, like, trench.
So yeah,
maybe part of it was that.
And I think the cannons were kind of on again, off again for Splash, but it looks like they decided to totally do away with those or not use them.
Yeah, the extra, like, Splash. Yeah.
That's what it looks like.
Yeah, I haven't seen that effect happen, so yeah. Maybe they are trying, maybe they're trying to make it more year-round where people would ride this because knowing that you're going to get soaked, you're not going to ride this.
It was pretty apparent that whenever they got cooler that the lines for things like Splash and Collie River shorter. Rapids got shorter, yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Anything that involved water.
Right, yeah, yeah. But I remember the last time I rode this, there wasn't much water on the uphill part of Splash because I thought there was more water on the uphill part, but...
I just like, are they conserving water now or something, maybe? Like, I thought they would be recycling all of this for the most part. I mean,
from what I remember seeing the POV, it looked like there was still a decent amount. I remember seeing the uphill lift hill, and there was like nothing, but I seem to remember the last few times doing Splash, it was that way too. But
well, just do this. Go try it. Go look at some of the video now of the, you know, the view that's looking straight forward, right, of the drop from the outside.
Oh,
right?
Okay.
Take a look at the drop and then take a look at the Splash drop.
Yes.
You'll see that there was a lot more water flowing over and down. Like, I don't ever remember back in those days ever being able to see the bottom, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Of it like it was when it was dry.
Well, maybe they don't need as much water.
Maybe.
I mean, is that a bad
thing? That's a weird thing to notice, but I mean, it's still, I noticed it. It was noticeable because used to look like there was water constantly flowing, like an actual waterfall.
Yeah. Well, either way, I think it'll be good to have this ride back again, because it would be one I would go on.
Oh yeah,
every time. Like, I did Splash almost every time. I think it depended on, you know, the weather or, you know, wanting to get wet or not. We should get a firsthand review of this in a week or two, a couple episodes from now.
I will say this, it doesn't really motivate me to get there sooner. It just doesn't.
Well, the sooner this ride gets online, you know, there's so many rumors about Big Thunder going down soon for a lengthy refurbishment.
True.
I've heard various rumors about replacing the whole track or replacing the lift hills or certain things that they've had issues with lately.
Mm-hmm.
But I think part of the reason they're going to close Big Thunder is to make way for the entryway to the Beyond Big Thunder land.
Perhaps.
Because I think they're going to have to move some backstage things, mainly the maintenance area for Big Thunder is probably going to have to be relocated in order to have an entryway that goes beyond Big Thunder.
We've not really been given a lot about what's going to go beyond Big Thunder, other than there has been some talk about them bringing, was it Radiator Springs Racers over there?
Yes, I think Braden broke that one, that story. But when you look at it, like if you look at the color of the mountains, they are basically Big Thunder.
I guess it would make it more of a, if you put that right behind it, at whatever land that they decide to do, it would make it a little more of a seamless, possibly, transition because of that.
Right.
So that's probably one reason why it gets brought up. But
it makes me wonder if they're just going to put Radiator Springs Racers and not, why wouldn't they also just make Cars Land and build the street? Because it's not that much bigger to add the street.
Well, that's the other thing. You're just kind of hitting the nail on the head there. If you add Radiator Springs Racers, that's a lot of real estate just in itself. The ride itself is a lot of real estate. I don't know if you see how much it takes up at the...
Yeah, it does.
Or your adventure.
That would take up a ton of that Beyond Big Thunder space.
Exactly.
But if they just built Radiator Springs Racers, yes, it would match thematically, but you would be going from, what, the 1880s to the 2000s or whatever. Depending on if you do Doc Hudson, I guess it would be the 50s. I don't know. But still, you're jumping a lot of time. But of course now with, you know, you're going from colonial times to like frontier to the 1920s with Tiana's, and now back in time to the 1880s with Or wasn't it, isn't it 1880s with Big Thunder? Something like that.
No, nobody's going to care because I don't think anybody's going to notice that anymore.
Right. Yeah, nobody cares about the cohesiveness, but you're just jumping time, you know, back and forth now anyway. So I guess it doesn't really matter. But it would match in terms of the color and the, I guess it's, they're both out west. So Big Thunder and Radiator Springs. So it could make sense. But anyway. My guess as to why Big Thunder is closing, the main reason is to open up the entryway for Beyond Big Thunder.
I do believe, it's not confirmed, but it's likely that they're going to add that explosion effect as part of the reason. Yeah. I'm really leaning toward just adding that and maybe, you know, doing some much needed overall maintenance maybe to the track, not altering the track so much, but maybe just updating some of the safety features and maybe it's not like it's rough, but I mean it probably could use some smoothing out over the years that
probably
I feel like it's going to be more stuff that you're not going to like majorly notice other than the explosion part, which would be cool.
Yeah, which was rumored to be a 50th anniversary update that they didn't do. So
adding that would give that attraction a boost. Not that it necessarily needs a big one, but it would give a boost, and it might help with, you know, relieving Tiana's a little bit because Tiana's will still be relatively new.
Yeah.
Or if they need to, I don't know.
But if they do Beyond Big Thunder, you're going to have a lot more people heading back that way, and they'll...
Quite possibly.
Stop by Big Thunder on their way if it's...
For at least a time period, there's probably going to be more people flocking to the Frontierland area, right?
Yeah.
Starting in the end of this month.
Yeah. So my guess is Big Thunder would probably close beginning of next year for whatever this is going to be.
Uh-huh.
To give like a 6-month window for... having both of those rides open to relieve the overflow of people coming to Tiana's and either waiting for a boarding group or a lightning lane or whatever. They'll just do Big Thunder while they're over there. They'll have something to do.
Mm-hmm. And two, we're knocking on the door of test track closing. So
right. That's the other thing is like we have test track. So do we need Radiator Springs racers? Like, I don't know. It's an odd placement. Yeah. For that reason, but
yeah, I don't see the point in bringing a clone unless they are doing it to get something that's going to draw people and they already have the plans in place, so it'll probably cost them less in development, right?
Yeah, it's an easy probably clone, but do we really need another clone at Magic Kingdom?
You know, it's funny, I just remembered one of the things I was going to say about Tiana's while we're talking about clones. Because this ride's being done in Disneyland as well, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So in looking at the splash in Disney, I really feel like that scene where it's kind of a tad bit out of place where they have Lewis, like his tail sticking out and he's looking at that log.
Yeah.
There was a scene in the one in Disneyland where I feel like I was like, they designed that with the purpose of him being in this one, but they had to fit it into both without having to do separate.
Right, right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, when I saw that, I thought about they just left that animatronic of the Brer Bear.
Well, I don't think it was in exactly the same place, but see, there's a spot in Disneyland where this, like, is, like, designed for, but they also fit it here because, you see what I'm saying? Because, you know, good and well, the one out in California is going to be a clone, really, as far as the type of animatronic. So they basically just built two of everything.
You right. Know what I mean? Yeah. It's just, I think
just placed them differently, I'm sure.
The Disneyland one is a little smaller, but they...
Smaller. Well, it's a little tighter, right?
Yeah, tighter. And the boats are smaller, which...
Right. So the actual waterway is a little more narrow.
Yeah. And the capacity is smaller.
It was built first.
Right. So. Which, we saw Ernest ride it.
Back in the day.
Yeah.
Wish I had brought a book.
Somewhere that was a good one. Yeah, that's the thing they're missing these days is those kind of promotional films.
Oh, I thought you were going to say they're missing Ernest. So I was like, well, there's a reason for that.
Yeah, unfortunately. Rest in peace, Jim Varney.
Yeah. All right, so speaking of which, we were talking about the money, you know, the day. So they released the The Central Florida Tourism Oversight District releases the development agreement with Walt Disney World. So it seems like they've got everything kind of ironed out and greenlit so they can spend what they want to spend over the next however long.
Doesn't this scream Bob Iger, what he's good at, which is keeping things down low, right?
Well, so far he's managed to not have a lot of heat or whatever draw up on that story that said that they had started back giving campaign donations.
Right, exactly. That didn't have a huge blowback. Either.
Right.
Like, people who were against that bill are getting money from Disney now. Right. They're just like, so one of the things, whether you, you know, love or hate Iger, he's great at relationships and smoothing over frayed relationships. So I feel like he's done that with, like, a lot of the things that Chapek was kind of screwed up. He's done a good, like, I think a lot of the studio people didn't like Chapek either. But Sir Iger, should I call him Sir Bob, as he was knighted this week?
I mean, sure, whatever.
That's his specialty.
I was thinking about that. I was like, you know, from way back in the times when being knighted first started, you know, and it actually meant something. If knights are able to see how things are going nowadays, they were probably thinking, like, you got to be kidding me, all these people that you're knighting.
Right, this guy?
What the reasons that you're knighting all these celebrities?
Right, right. It's kind of like Disney Legends. Like, there's a dime a dozen now. You've been in one, like, Disney movie. You're like a legend.
What exactly? I mean, so obviously the qualifications for getting into knighthood are just like, there's no criteria to follow.
Right. you don't even have to be British anymore.
You just have to be famous, and that's it, pretty much. And then they have to give you the invitation, I guess.
Right.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of the Bobs, you do remember, I was going to say this about Tiana's Bayou Adventure, you do remember who was in control whenever it was conceived, right?
Yeah, Chapek.
When it was announced.
Yeah, it was just in the beginning of his tenure there, but well, so it could have been in the works before that.
It was announced in 2020. Well, he was still there. That's my point. It was announced in 2020.
It was, but the reason this Central Florida Tourism Oversight District, the fact that Disney's not saying anything about it and they're moving forward and they're just, it's just not a story anymore. From the Disney perspective, is, I think that signs that Iger had a lot to do with that.
Speaking of, this has nothing to do with speaking of, I was just looking at it.
Yeah.
A stage that we were curious about, I think.
Oh, yeah.
Turned out to be a Maroon 5 concert, of all things. Kind of.
Well, it was part of a corporate event by Sapphire and ASUG annual conference in Orlando.
Right.
So they bought out the park.
Which happens occasionally.
Yeah. But man, how much money, like, do they have?
To not only rent the park, but get Maroon 5.
Yeah, get Maroon 5 and who knows what else. I mean, that's all we know of for sure. But the fact that they put this stage up like a week before the event...
We'll probably hear about their bankruptcy sometime in the near future.
Yeah, from this paying Disney so much money for this event. Yeah, to get Disney to close
the
park.
Actually, it would be the first time I've heard of people doing extravagant spending like stuff like this, and then them go belly up. It would not be the first time.
Good point. We were talking about the CFTOD.
Is that what we call it?
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to find a way to make it easier to say. But they approved $100 million of road projects, which you remember like a year ago, they were cutting the budget by like $10 million or something. I forgot the exact number. But now all of a sudden, $100 million of spending. So that tells, you know, again, this is a lot of happened behind closed doors that we don't know about.
Mm-hmm.
But I was interested that Western Way is getting some of the improvements. So that's usually my preferred entrance to Disney World property.
Obviously, the parts that Disney owns.
Correct, yes. It looks like it's going to be right in front of Coronado Springs, which is my favorite resort at the moment. They're going to build like some cloverleaf looking ramp. So it's, instead of a big traffic light there, it looks like you're going to have these kind of flyover ramps that go from Western Way connecting to Osceola. Is it Osceola? Am I right?
Oh, it's over there. What's your point, Vanessa?
My point is that's probably going to have a lot of construction over the next couple of years. So you know how World Drive and the Magic Kingdom parking lot has been under construction for years. I'm like, am I going to start avoiding Western Way? It was Buena Vista Drive, by the way.
Okay.
So Western Way and Buena Vista is going to get, that intersection is going to get basically a non-stop stoplight.
Yeah, I think coming in through the Western Way has been kind of one of our favorite entryways for over a decade now.
Yeah, it used to be the old World Drive, like off of I-4 entrance, right? That's where we used to go in, or 92, 192.
Well, off of 192.
Yeah, 192. But
192 is way different than what it once was.
Looks like they're going to widen Western Way as well. So may have to avoid that over the next 2 or 3 years.
Yeah.
Depending on when this project starts. But
I remember spending a good solid 3 hours on 192 one time.
Yeah, I remember that. Because what, a truck overturned or something? Tanker truck?
And the thing is, it was right at the exit for Disney on 192, pretty much.
Oh, really? Yes. And you know what? If we had Waze back then, we probably could have just turned left.
We probably could have gotten, well, I don't know, that road might have been there then. Believe it or not, that has developed a significant amount in the last 25 years. So,
anyway, I guess Jason will have to go to the DVC lounge at the Odyssey for a while they're fixing the elevator at Imagination Pavilion.
Yeah.
Which, this could be a segue into that. Actually, there's another news story I want to talk about.
It's funny that was one of the first things that I thought of.
Yeah, literally about what to fix. Not the elevator at the Imagination Pavilion.
Nope.
The entire Imagination Pavilion needs to be like gutted and redone. But anyway. Did you see the room tour, which I know you have, of Polynesian?
Yeah, because I shared it.
DVC. I know, that's what I was saying.
Is there something specific about it?
Well, I was going to say it's very similar to what they've done with almost all the resort, like Riviera. I wouldn't say plain, but the details are more subtle.
It's almost like the type of colors you would put in a home if you wanted it to just be almost like blank canvas.
Like neutral, yeah. It's very neutral. It doesn't scream like Polynesian to me, but the details I did like. I did appreciate like some of the Moana story elements they put in there, the hidden Mickey stuff they put in there.
Right.
So the subtle touches, but, you know, and Disney's going with this whole pull down out of the wall thing. Riviera does that, and a lot of, actually, almost every hotel refurb they did has a pull down.
They're doing all ways to save space without actually creating more space.
Yeah. Which, as a hotel room, it looks great. But as the Polynesian, you know, it used to be so tropical feeling.
Right. It doesn't feel as tropical. I kind of liked it when it had the colors in the room that was either the pinks and greens or the burnt orange in some cases.
Yeah. A little bolder option maybe.
Something that kind of fit. The inside fit the outside somewhat.
Yeah. But, I mean, they look nice. I mean, you can't say they're not nice. I mean, they're nice. But I saw in the video that she was saying that these rooms will have a dishwasher, the ones that, which is new for a lot of DVC.
Well, apparently. Not all of them.
Yeah, newer, I guess, for
DVC. The ones they did during the era when they did Old Key West and Saratoga, those have some.
Oh, okay. So I guess they're bringing that back. Dishwashers. Yeah. I mean, it's going to be nice either way. It doesn't scream like classic Polynesian, but it's going to be nice.
Anyway.
Did you see, I keep just going through stories now. Did you see the leaked concept art?
I was going to say, you've taken over the stories.
I know.
This is my show, dang it.
Oh, well, do it.
No, go ahead. What were you going to say? I have no idea. I actually looked through the stories and I didn't have anything else I wanted to say, so you go ahead.
The Dino Land additional concept art that had not been released, just two images, really it's the Encanto house and what looks to be where the dinosaur entrance is, not dinosaur, the ride, but Dino Land where the like Boneyard was and you go under the dinosaur skeleton.
I know what you're talking about. The entrance.
The archway looks to be the second concept art. Anyway.
Okay.
It looks like the Encanto is going to be where Primeval World was-ish in that area. And it looks like the queue is going to go off, to, like kind of like Haunted Mansion, where it goes off to the left and around it, maybe.
All speculation.
Of course. But the concept art makes it look like that. Is this going to be like Haunted Mansion, where it's the facade of the Encanto house and you go on a ride? Or is this like a walkthrough attraction? Who knows? We shall see. I'm looking forward to D23, though, because we're going to get a ton more, I hope. I mean, we better get a ton more details on, because these Beyond Big Thunder and the Animal Kingdom Dino Land thing is going to be, like, you can tell it's art. They're prepping for it now, so it's got to be announced this year, you would think. And probably not open until the next D23 or after, so.
At least.
Okay, that's all I got. Let's talk about how to fix all this. Or whatever.
I'm going to say, I think we already talked about how we would fix a ride that just opened.
Yeah.
And we haven't even ridden it yet. We already know how to fix it. I think there's a lot of people that already know how to fix it. Or at least think
they do. Armchair Imagineers.
Yeah. So, yeah, I guess we could call that this. We're going to do our little bit of armchair Imagineering, or how what we would do.
If we had the, what is it, $17 billion budget for the next 10 years or whatever it is.
Well, I don't know if I could figure it down to that. This would be more like of a, if money were no object, spare no expense.
Okay, got it.
Because we would be fixing a lot of things, so we could spare no expense.
Yeah.
We would probably exceed the $17 billion with the things we're going to discuss, I almost guarantee it.
Word.
Don't you think so?
Oh, yeah. I think so. I'm really going to go all out.
Well, then let's just take it, I don't know, park to park, right?
Yeah.
Maybe. One of the ones that probably needs the most love anyway at the moment is, once again, Animal Kingdom. Let's see, Pandora's how old now? 8, 9 years, just about?
Yeah.
I can't remember what year. When did it come in, 16?
Yeah. No, 17.
17?
Yeah, because I remember 2018 was Toy Story Land, 2019 was Galaxy's Edge. So it was like a new land every year for a while there.
Yeah.
So what are you doing?
What am I doing? I am doing whatever it takes to fix the Yeti.
Number one. Yeah, they should fix the Yeti.
I want to see this repaired before Joe Rohde dies, which at this point, that might even not happen for that. At this point, it's been going on so long.
And I'm like, why can't they fix the Yeti?
Well, I mean, Everest has been open since 05, maybe? Was it 05 or 06?
Six. I think it was six.
It might have been six. Either way, we're coming up on 20 years since the thing's been open. You can't figure out enough downtime or at least a way to fix the Yeti. And it seems like a pretty big design flaw if you cannot fix an animatronic without tearing the thing apart.
Right.
When they talked about this, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Something about the foundation or something. I mean, that just seems really weird. I was like, I should have thought of that ahead of time, apparently.
Yeah.
That's also the last time that they had a non-IP attraction idea.
Correct. I know, you say that a lot. All right, what are you fixing besides the Yeti Animal Kingdom?
Well, I think they're going to start doing the fixing of Dinosaur by replacing it. That's already in the works, right?
Right. Indiana Jones. So here's what I would say is, like, I think what they're doing for Dino Land, just keep doing that. That's fine. But what I would say is don't do a clone of Disneyland's Indiana Jones
Adventure,
the Forbidden Eye one.
Yeah.
Because it's set in Central America, right? If that's what this is land's going to be, I would make it a ride through of like the opening of Raiders and have scenes of, you know, Indy going through the cave with the spiders and then the, you know, the light getting the idol and all that stuff. And then the, obviously the boulder coming at you and stuff could stay, yeah. Right? To me, that's what you should do.
Speaking of that, this is kind of going off topic, but did you know that the changes to the stunt spectacular, they took all the weapons away? Like, nobody dies in the epic stunt spectacular now.
Oh, really? Yeah, that makes sense.
They took the swords away. Like, they replaced them with, like, I don't know what they were, like, sticks or something.
Batons or something?
Yeah, like batons. But.
Okay. I haven't seen.
I don't know when that happened. I didn't even know that. I didn't even know that it happened. It's been that long since I've seen the show, but apparently it has happened. So, anyway.
Do they not even fight anymore? They just, like, dance,
they do.
Break dance? Anyway.
No, they do, but I mean, like...
dance fighting.
When I say it's like, I think that there was a scene, like, in the... Yeah, like, you know the part at the beginning of the last scene with the airplane, right? How there's a part where the gun shoots at them and it hits the ground and everything, and then they all fell over, right? Now it just shoots and, like, hits on the ground, and they, like, because it's shooting at them, I guess he missed, and they, like, run away.
Oh, wow. Well, okay.
After it's been shot, but anyway.
It's too violent for children.
I don't know. I don't understand making that change, because everybody already knows what's supposed to happen, so I don't know. Were there some people that were really believing that they were getting killed or something, or they thought it was traumatic? I don't know.
I guess.
But anyway, that's a little off topic, but...
Yeah. But Indiana Jones... I would have a really cool Indiana Jones gift shop, by the way, as well, because I love Indiana Jones merch. So make more of it, Disney, and not like crappy merch, but real merch, like they did.
Do all the stuff that Adam wants.
Yeah, exactly. That's what this is for. Yeah. Another thing I would do, though, add another ride to Pandora. So there's like... a backstage parking lot between Rainforest Cafe and Navi River Journey. So stick it there. We need another attraction in
Pandora.
So
I don't know that you have enough room or the need.
There's a little room. You could squeeze something in. I don't know what kind of ride it would
be. You would have to actually expand Pandora, correct?
Yeah. That's what I want. I want a new attraction. Well, I mean, you could just add an attraction and keep the show building backstage.
Okay, so we have a water/dark ride, and we have a Soarin'.
We need a trackless ride. That's what we need.
A trackless ride.
That's what I'm gonna say.
What do you add?
I have no idea, but we need a third ride there, and update Flight of Passage to include, you know, newer scenes, make it fresher.
Aren't they talking about doing that anyway?
I think so. The other thing I wish I could do, I don't know where this, there's no space for this, but I wish there was like a Lion King ride. It's my favorite.
Oh, Lion King dark ride, huh?
It's my favorite movie, or as a kid, it was definitely my favorite.
Yeah, how did it never get pegged for a dark ride?
Yeah, I don't know what kind of attraction you would do necessarily, but it would be cool to have like some kind of ride for Lion King. But anyway, I'd love to have that. I think I would redo Kali too. I would try to like expand it a little bit. I don't know how you do that, but Kali is a little too, needs some jazzing up.
Maybe you can add Lion King to Kali. Let's put it IP.
Could make it Simba's River Rapids.
I don't know how that would work.
Pumbaa and Timon's River Rapids.
Pumbaa and Timon's River Rapids.
Okay. Yeah. But yeah, you make it more exciting somehow. The queue is amazing, but the ride is fine.
Well, you know. The raft ride of its type, it's a little short.
It is. Aren't you a little short for a River Rapids ride? Yeah. All right. I think that's.
Yeah. Of course, we're going to do it. Keep the order that I'm talking about, the order we used to always go in. You
the
tell
reverse order.
The reverse order, yeah.
Hollywood.
Hollywood would be next. Hollywood kind of already has, I don't even, like I said, it's a park already without an identity. I don't know what I would. Other than the one we were just interrupted with, the stunt show.
Yeah.
I might consider putting,
since, the movie
it's, it's no longer a working studio, having a stunt show there really doesn't make a whole lot of sense.
Really?
Especially
I
when
still think it's cool. Honestly, it's kind of cool that Hollywood Studios still has shows that you can see, like.
But again, it doesn't fit with the overall, I guess, theme now. I mean,
yeah, there's no theme, so it does
well,
fit.
Again, so it fits because it's nothing. It's just whatever we come up with, we're
exactly
going to put it in there. We're going to shove it in there.
I would put, I think you need a Star Wars restaurant, a sit-down, an actual.
When you said Star Wars and sit-down restaurant, it made me think of the another failure of theirs that involved
Cruiser,
creating a new story.
That's what I'm saying, is we moved the Star Cruiser's dinner to Galaxy's Edge.
Do we include what's-her-name that was the singer?
Sure. Why not?
We do.
Yeah.
What was her name?
I don't know. But I don't remember. But you need a forum where you can bring in Star Wars characters without just like roaming the land. But you could bring in, like, have the other elements from the Star Cruiser where like Rey and Kylo Ren do their little lightsaber thing. Or, you know, bring in other elements of the Star Cruiser that into either this restaurant or some other experience that,
right?
Like that would jazz up Galaxy's Edge some more.
Mm-hmm. Or we're just go ahead and deliver the things they originally talked about. That would probably do it too.
Yeah, some of the a lot of the mini cutbacks they had now.
You know, free roaming droids and that things of that nature.
Yeah,
the best thing they could do probably for Galaxy's Edge is just. Since it's already dead anyway, the whole timeline thing, just throw it out the window completely and have characters from all over the Star Wars universe be involved.
Yeah.
Just throw the timeline out.
Yeah, which they kind of are starting to do already.
Like bring Jabba, something involving Jabba in there.
They really should have brought more of the original Star Wars characters in, but anyway.
Don't you think you could create an attraction or an experience surrounding Jabba? That would be kind of cool.
Yeah, you could do that. But here's what you do, is you expand Galaxy's Edge to Star Tours, and then you make Muppets a Star Wars Muppet Pigs in Space show. Anyway.
It could work.
Anyway. Not all these are winners. They're just ideas. Take them or leave them. The other thing I would do at Hollywood Studios, though, is I would connect Sunset Boulevard to the rest of the park with not just the one street. So all that backstage area that used to be like the some of the backlot tour, it's connecting now to Toy Story Land and the where Launch Bay is and all that. I would wipe that out and connected to where Rock and Roller Coaster is, for example, like connect all the dead ends to where you don't have to go back and forth so much at Hollywood Studios. Connect the park. That's what I would do. And add some dark rides in between.
You know, I think they need to add something to that space where Baseline is currently. I think they need to do it to change there.
Wait, what? Baseline needs to be expanded, if anything else. Like, what are you talking about? Crazy.
nobody goes there. They just need to
what? Yeah.
Nobody rope drops that.
Yeah. Frequently.
At least two people do.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. No, there's others. There's definitely fans of dozens of us. Dozens.
I was going to say, how many are there at rope drop?
Well, there's been times where I'm the only one.
Exactly.
But then people are like, oh, this must be good because this guy's standing over
this
here.
This guy's waiting in line for it.
Right.
What attraction is this? What ride is this?
Yeah. Anyway.
It was like, it's the daddy get drunk in the morning rides.
No, it's vacation. There's no time limit.
Anyway.
I think you should add like a Pixar land in between.
Pixar land?
Yeah. And then, you know, when you know it's inevitable that Rock and Roller Coaster is going to
change,
not be Aerosmith anymore.
Yeah, I think it's closer than most people would.
Right. It becomes Incredicoaster East Coast Edition.
No, I don't know. I would rather not see that personally.
Yep.
I think it needs to stay where it is and be one of a kind, kind of like California Screaming was, really. They didn't try to bring it to that incarnation of
You know good and well it's going to be IP. As soon as the Aerosmith is dropped, it's going to be IP. They're not going to just make it a Rock and Roller Coaster featuring a different band. It's going to be IP. Well, guaranteed.
I don't know what band fits there, truthfully, right. If they did it, but I really, yeah.
Well, Maroon 5 apparently is auditioning for it today. Anyway.
I don't know. Could you see yourself going through there with their songs?
No.
Not too much. Maybe the only thing I can think of that might be a good one is Harder to Breathe. That might be good in there.
Oh, is it? I guess. Well, no, it wouldn't be that one. Like I said, it's going to be Incredicoaster. But the area I told you to wipe out becomes Pixar Land. Connect to Toy Story Land. So then you have this whole Pixar area.
I'm trying to think, is there another, since you're saying it would likely be IP, I'm trying to think if there's another IP that would fit there. So what are they going to do with Tower of Terror then? If it's going to, it has to have an IP overlay.
Tower of Terror is still its own thing. It's separate from the Pixar land. See, I'm saying you leave Tower of Terror alone, but you make the Pixar land extend all the way to Lightning McQueen's Racing Academy. You can get to Pixar land like you still can to Rock and Roller Coaster.
All I'll say is it's obvious that Aerosmith's days are numbered. I don't mean the band. I mean the...
It could be too. Actually, they're pretty old.
Technically, everybody's days are numbered, but you know what I mean.
Yes, exactly.
But I don't know what you do to effectively, I guess, replace them. You probably don't replace them with another band. You probably do go another direction. I just hope it's not like what you said along those lines. Just saying.
Mostly, I mean, you heard Bob, Sir Bob.
Well, they already did change one of the versions of it, right, to a Marvel themed, and that didn't seem to go over too well, so.
Yeah. All right, Epcot, we got to finish this out.
Epcot?
Yeah.
Well, as what it's become. Well, the obvious choice in Epcot is Imagination, so.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, we can't go back to the original or a similar concept to the original, unfortunately.
Well, you gut it. And start over and try to give Figment his due and try to recreate something similar to the original.
Give Figment his due?
Yeah. I mean, he's supposedly the icon of the park, right? Or at least some of the festivals. I don't know.
He's the Epcot IP.
Right. I mean, he's the original IP to Epcot. So,
yeah.
You got to fix this ride.
I was going to say, he along with a few others. I mean, come on. Well, bring back the what's his name? The Veggie Fruit characters. Bring them back.
Sure.
I was going to say, they sold some merch back in the day.
Yeah. Imagination is so bad that it might be the worst ride at Disney right now, Disney World.
It might.
It's up there.
And maybe you try to do a version similar to the original, even though you can't do all of the original, but maybe in the spirit.
Right.
Of the original, and bring back Dreamfinder.
And of course, because it has to be IP, you bring in the Inside Out characters as with Figment. I'm just kidding. I don't know.
I think Inside Out could probably go like they were talking about it with Wonders of Life. We'll just do something with them over there.
That's another thing. You got to do some of that pavilion. It's just
right.
Sitting
and
there.
I think Inside Out is still a good fit there.
Bring back Body Wars. Make it an Inside Out attraction.
It kind of already was an Inside Out, but you know, I know what you mean. Actually, IP themed.
Right, exactly.
Because they were outside, then they went inside, and then they were out. Okay. Yeah.
Got it.
So they could utilize, well, except for they've probably already gutted everything over there. They could have utilized it.
They probably use all the spare parts for Star Tours replacement.
Yeah.
Fixing.
Yeah. But there's some space there.
Yeah, speaking of space, you gut, I mean, if money was no object, you'd level it and build Horizons back.
That's exactly what I would do if money was no object. I would build like Horizons 2.0 because you can't do the original.
I'd leave Space 220, though. That'd be it.
You would leave Space 220.
Yeah, leave Space 220. Get rid
of Mission Space.
But get rid of Mission Space and then put Horizons back.
And then put Horizons the Next Generation.
Yeah, why not?
And then, of course, we already know they're redoing Test Track, and they said they were going to have the, what was it, the Spirit of the World of Motion involved, I guess.
Yeah.
That's probably not very good, putting it the way I said it. I mean, it sounded like the attraction had a soul and it's coming back or something.
Right.
The dead.
What's that area behind, like between Canada and UK Pavilion? Whatever the expansion space is for whatever event.
Canada and the UK Pavilion?
Yeah, there's like a big tent place where you can go back there for different things, or they have events back there. Anyway, get rid of that and you build Mary Poppins Dark Ride. Connect it to originally they were going to do some kind of Mary Poppins thing that got axed.
You know, this gives me an idea of what we need to do in the future. Let's take all of World Showcase and say you have to add a ride
to the country.
Right. I have to add a ride to each country. Or alter the ride that's in the existing one. I don't think we have time to do that for this one.
No, but that's a great topic for the next show.
Yeah.
Perfect. I will tease it out with, instead of Mary Poppins, since the Beatles are all on Disney Plus now, a Beatles Dark Ride. It's now IP, technically. So
you better hurry up and do this one, Disney, so you can get Paul McCartney's voice.
Exactly, and Ringo to be a part of it.
Yeah,
and then Ringo. Go through the history of the Beatles. Like, you could have animatronics in, like, the, what's the early venue they did? I can't think of the name of it. Anyway, and then go all the way to the rooftop. The last scene is the rooftop. Animatronic Beatles singing, get back on the rooftop. That's it.
Right. We're going to make sure that they're all alive. We're not going to have a scene where John gets shot or...
No, we don't go that far. The ride ends with that line John says of, we hope we pass the audition.
Yeah, there you go.
And that's the end of the ride.
I'd like to thank ourselves on behalf of the group and ourselves, and we hope we pass the audition.
There you go. So we'll tease that. That's actually a really good topic for a show, is what rides would go in each country.
Yeah.
We should add a country, too. Needs a new country. There's a couple of spots where you could still add a country.
Well, yeah, there's at least one I can think of. There's like a big gap between,
Germany and
China. Yeah, Germany and China. There's a pretty big gap there.
Yeah, there's a spot. I think there's a space between, where's is it Germany and Italy where the trains are? Like, there's a spot there. And I think there's a spot between Japan and Morocco. It's not a big one, but there is some space there.
Well, obviously the most space and the most logical is the one between China and
where Germany. The outpost is, like the African outpost is, whatever.
Right.
Yeah.
Yep, exactly. Well, what country you put there, I do not know right now.
There's been lots of rumors. Brazil, Greece.
Yep.
I don't remember. There's been a ton of them.
The thing that's always a little bit touchy with doing foreign countries is that you never know whether they're going to be our allies or our foes.
Right. Huh? Yeah, the political world is like at one point Russia was going to be a country. I remember seeing it. Yeah.
Well, they were going to do Israel, in which that wouldn't ever do any controversy at all.
Yeah. Right.
What was another one mentioned? Actually, before it became Norway, they actually were going to do a Dutch or whatever it was completely. And I think they ended up settling on Norway.
Well, I see. Which was the last one to be added, which is crazy.
Right.
That, like, is that 1989 or 8? When was
it? It was 89 when it
did. 89, yeah. It's crazy. So long ago. Anyway.
Speaking of which, I would change Frozen back to the Maelstrom. But
really? I wouldn't do that. I would fix Test Track, though, and make it a little bit better, which they're going to do. We'll see.
Maybe they are, yeah.
So I'll keep that.
We'll do the update to Spaceship Earth after all, right? It's going to be coming.
The seas, I would get rid of the stupid Nemo ride and maybe...
What would you replace it with, though?
I don't know. Make it an aquarium.
Make it an aquarium? That's what it was before.
I know. I would just leave it, like, go back to what it was.
Bring back the hydrolators. Yeah.
Yes. All right, I think that's enough Epcot. Magic Kingdom, we're going to finish that up.
Obviously, you don't touch Guardians, I'm guessing.
No. Guardians is perfect. Except for the
practically
pre-shows.
Every way.
All right, the pre-shows, I would fix that, but other than that, it's
fine. I think I would ditch the first pre-show.
Yeah. It's kind of lengthy. But anyway, Magic Kingdom, we got to finish up.
Okay.
We're already over time.
So Magic Kingdom, I would completely level and do a new park. No, I was kidding.
Yeah. I mean, it needs to be seriously expanded, though.
I think you update space.
Yeah, new track, just start over with... I mean, there's so much room in Space Mountain if you see it with the lights on. Yeah. You got to redo it.
I say you do it to the point where you make it side-by-side cars.
Yeah, exactly. Not the front-to-back.
Yeah.
Update Buzz. Buzz needs an update. Make it better.
Yeah. Give him the free...
Yeah, free
reforming gun.
Right. Yeah. You don't have to, like, not on a stand that you can't aim at anything hardly.
Right. You need a kind where you can aim it wherever you want.
I would make Speedway electric cars, but I would also make the track better.
Well, see, here, over here in Tomorrow, I think they're going to make them more. I think they already are talking about plans about making them more environmentally friendly, maybe.
I think Disneyland already committed to doing that, but I don't think Disney World said anything about that.
You mean the better?
Yeah, the Autopia is better, yeah.
Yeah. Speaking of which, since it's basically just dead space currently, obviously where Stitch is, I mean, they're just going to have to do something there eventually, right?
So yeah, we need some. Bring Alien Encounter back. Scare all the children.
That's the only thing you can think of is bring it back?
I don't know. It's too small of a space for a ride. It's got to be like a whole show, so what are you going to do?
They'll probably think of something IP-related to put there, to be honest.
Yeah. Besides Stitch, because
what's a successful IP they've had lately? They'll probably
that's scary. Mm.
That fits there.
I have no idea. We got to revisit that one.
They could kind of create a experience where you're Star Wars and you like lightsaber training with one of those remotes or whatever. They could probably do that in that room.
Mm. Okay, bring some.
They could do that experience somehow.
More elements of the Star Cruiser.
Yeah, maybe.
Here's a big one: expand Pirates. That's what I would do. Add more scenes.
If you can do that and make it more like
Disneyland.
Yeah.
But I would just make like
story better.
Make Pirates bigger and longer than it's the weakest Pirates in the world, I would say. So you need to make it better.
I would make a Pirates 2.
Like kind of like Shanghai's or something? Like a
kinda like that. You do it but a new concept.
Yeah. Because Disneyland has the original, and this one's, sure, it's great, but it's a shadow of the Disneyland version, so just go completely different. Fine. I'm fine with
something,
that.
Something just occurred to me that the adding of Jack Sparrow to the Pirates of the Caribbean was a Bob Iger move, and it's, of course, what?
IP. Yeah. There you go. Beyond Big Thunder... I don't know what I would do, but I would add a villain's land for sure. That's you could somehow expand the pathway around Haunted Mansion queue and make the entrance there, Haunted Mansion restaurant, and then go into a villain's land that connects into Fantasyland at some point too.
I think I would dust off the Thunder Mesa idea. And,
really? Do that.
Yeah.
Western River Expedition.
Yeah. There you go.
There you go. No, but I would still do Beyond Big Thunder, but I don't know what I would put back there. But there's so much room behind Magic Kingdom now, beyond the train.
Here's a space or maybe something you could do with, say, the treehouse.
What?
Could you do something with the treehouse?
Tarzan's treehouse? Make it Tarzan?
They've already tried that. I mean, they've already redone the one in Disneyland to be inspired by the Swiss Family Robinson, so I don't guess they would want to take that totally away, it doesn't look like.
You should move Magikarp to Aladdin into that spot so that it's not a choke point anymore.
You should just remove Magikarp of Aladdin altogether, to be honest.
Because who needs another spinner?
Although I do enjoy it more than I do some of the other spinners because of the uniqueness of it, I guess, because you're on the magic carpet. But putting it right in the center of Adventureland was a terrible idea.
Yep. We need Mr. Toad's Wild Ride back somewhere. Yeah,
but, see, now this is a good way of doing it, saying this. Pooh, more technologically advanced, is a good ride, but it replaced a loved attraction, right?
Yeah.
So, kind of like what I was saying with Splash, it was a loved attraction. Even though Tiana's is good and it's that, I think it's got like high standards to live up to. Because I mean, if you just look if you look at the two between Pooh and Wild Ride, right? Obviously, Mr. Toad's Wild Ride was very simplistic in comparison, but it worked. Yeah. So. Oh, yeah. And since we talked about it earlier, we would already change Tiana's Bayou Adventure to include Dr. Facilier. So,
yeah. Maybe make it
even though it just started. Yeah.
Maybe add a villain aspect to it. Yeah, possibly.
This attraction is not even out yet, but we're already going to change it.
I'd make the train better, too. Like Disneyland's railroad is so much better.
Oh, the seats facing inward, having some of those.
Yeah, but also adding more elements to the train area. Yeah. Like, if you ride from Frontierland to Fantasyland Station, they call it, it's mostly backstage area you're just driving through. Trees, that's all you see.
Add a prehistoric world?
Yeah, something. Like, you got to make it better. It's just, there's barely anything to look at.
Well, we know the Country Bear's already getting an overhaul, but...
Yeah, go ahead and immediately switch back to the original Country Bear Jamboree. That's what I do. Updated animatronics, original show.
The complete original show, complete with the Pepsi Cola spiel.
Right, exactly, sure. Original 1971 Country Bear Jamboree.
Speaking of Pepsi, did you see the story recently that Dr. Pepper has overtaken them in sales?
Hey.
It's kind of interesting. They've fallen to they were the second...
Really?
Most popular, I guess, soda for the longest time, and now they've dropped to 3 behind Dr. Pepper.
So now that Disney hired that guy from Pepsi, Disney's going to fall behind.
Great.
Wonderful.
Would you do anything to the Haunted Mansion that hasn't already been done?
I would fix the loading so you don't have to stop it every 5 seconds when somebody needs extra time to get on. You would either expand the entryway or do something to where you could pull cars off of the main track to help load people who need it. I don't know. Fix it. There's got to be a way to... Actually, there was a video Bob Gurr and Tony Baxter talked about how you could fix it very easily. I forgot what they said, but I'll have to go back and revisit that. But
We haven't covered Fantasyland, but Peter Pan is one that could probably use some...
Oh, definitely needs an update. Small World could use some love, too, like sprucing it up, but...
Yeah. Okay, well, since we've gone a little long, I guess we can go ahead and wrap things up now, unless there was one more you thought to add in there.
But... Get rid of Seven Dwarfs Mine Train? No, just kidding. I'm not going to say that.
No, I don't think there's anything you can really do with that one.
Sure.
Not to improve it.
Barnstormer. We need two Barnstormers side by side. Dueling Barnstormers.
Dueling Barnstormers? Wow.
Donald needs a ride, by the way. It's his 90th birthday, and he needs a ride.
Yeah, there you go. They didn't even think about that.
Donald's boat ride.
Much like his entire career has been overshadowed.
He gets,
the shaft.
There was a time period where Donald was the more popular than Mickey, so just saying.
Well, it was actually, it goes back to kind of one of the things. You remember the time period whenever they decided to put Pooh over Mr. Toad? Pooh was everywhere.
Right. And Pooh was big then.
So just to keep from this is already a bit of a megasode. Well, not really a megasode. Megasodes are usually really long, but it's long for us. So we'll just wrap it up right there for now. We'll continue some of these debates at a later date.
We got way more out of this than we thought.
We'll maybe do some housekeeping at the beginning of the next show. So you can find us on Facebook, Twitter, X, excuse me, and Instagram. That is all at TWTM Podcast. We have a Spreadshirt store where you can get your exclusive TWTM merchandise at shop.spreadshirt.com/TWTM Podcast. We also have a YouTube channel, which I think the last one uploaded currently was the Lorcana videos. So go and check those out. And where can you find that, Adam?
Our website, travelingwiththemouse.com. You can also email us podcast@travelingwiththemouse.com.
So for Adam, my name is John. This has been Traveling with a Mouse, and we hope you will join us on our next trip.
Happy birthday, Donald.
Uh-huh.
I still love you.